This is Conor Lennon from UN News. As well as starring in several high-profile films and TV shows, in particular as Vincent Chase in the long-running show Entourage, Adrien Grenier has spent many years advocating for environmental and social causes. In recognition of his work, which includes founding the Lonely Whale Foundation to protect the ocean environment, Mr. Grenier was named a UN Environment Goodwill Ambassador in 2018. Ahead of Sunday's World Wildlife Day, Mr. Grenier spoke to Laura Quinones at UN headquarters in New York and explained what we can all do to make a difference.
My personal message is that you matter. You affect the world. What you do actually does change either positively or, if you're not careful, can be negative around the world. So really start to think about how you can actually change your life, your world, to protect others, not only human beings, but animals as well, because we're all connected. We're all sharing this earth, and we all come from the same life source. And so we need to make sure that we protect the planet and marine wildlife. In turn, it'll actually be protecting us.
What can we do as normal people to save the oceans every day to help?
First of all, show up. Every day, participate and contemplate and do something to help the world around you. It doesn't have to be big. It can be very small. It could be how you choose to eat, where you choose to source your food. Maybe you want to be more plant-based and eat more vegetables and less meat. But you can also make sure that if you are going to eat meat, that it's ethically sourced and that it's not contributing to an industry that's actually damaging the planet. Overfishing is a problem, so we want to reduce as much as possible. And also consider where your food comes from and then make sure it's organic. Because a lot of sometimes you don't think about it, but a lot of the chemicals and the pesticides that are sprayed onto crops end up running off into rivers, and then those rivers go into the ocean and it can poison the sea. So it can be subtle, it can be grand and bold, but just do something.
Personally, why did you decide to take this cause?
I do believe that the path to happiness involves a lot of giving to others and participating in your community and adding value to the world. And it's not just about taking. And so I work very hard to give back because it makes me happy.
At what point of your career you decided, I have to do this for the world? What made you take that step?
It wasn't any time in my career. It was the way I was raised in my life. To me, this isn't something I'm doing as a career move. It's a lifestyle choice in which every day I do something for someone else or something that's not me, something that's bigger than me, beyond me. And there's no greater luxury than to be able to transform the world and change it into a vision of our higher selves, something that's more aligned with a utopia that we may never achieve, but we can get closer. So I'm an optimist, and every day I look to build one stone at a time a much better future.
What will you tell the world leaders today to save our oceans?
Well, we need to do more. And not only do we as individuals have a lot of power, but governments and leaders help to harness the collective power of nations and countries to make the world a better place. And there are a lot of borders that we create, but really the ocean and nature knows no boundaries. So something that is happening in one country or around the world will ultimately come back and affect you or your country. So it's important that we work together so that we can make sure that everybody is doing their part, because I do believe you can't be rich unless your neighbors are rich. You can't be, you can't live in a healthy planet unless your neighbors are also doing their part. So we need to not only hold each other accountable, but also rise each other up and help each other.